Old friends are like old memories. They always remind you of your past, and we are reminding ourselves of the past episodes from this week of Good Company for The Best of Good Company with me, Holly Taylor. I'm Holly Taylor, and I stumbled upon a story that just made me smile, mainly because of the byline. I mean, it says when a preschool was opened inside a dementia care home, all heaven broke loose. Super cute, but the story is, I think, a really important one, as we talk a lot about it takes a village, and then you look around and you're wondering, well, where is my village? Everybody is so busy, and yet when we take the time to look at different ways of living, we can actually really support each other very well. So you might think, what does a preschool and a dementia care center have in common? Like, how could this even work? Well, it works really well. Sometimes it's those unique pairings that really can help people flourish or make an experience feel that much better. Because with preschool students, different kinds of games, the ones that are stimulating, the ones where they learn and they're having fun, all of these activities are also really good to help delay the progression of dementia. So they decided in this brand new state-of-the-art dementia care village in England to incorporate this and to see how it was working. So the students eat lunch with the seniors, they have snacks together, there's playtime all together, and with this intergenerational connection, they are seeing such beautiful relationships form. The kids are having fun, the seniors are having fun, and it's just a lot of joy happening in this new kind of approach to taking care of not just seniors who are in the early phases of dementia, but also preschoolers and them just looking to have fun. So kind of a cool idea. I wonder if this is something that will become more commonplace, intergenerational gatherings. I don't know, but I just really love seeing how we all need each other. We need to learn from those who have been before and those we can pour into who are, you know, getting older and going through things that we've already been through. But the story just got to me thinking of just those unique pairings. So a seniors facility and preschool students, one that you might not think go hand in hand, but it's working out well. What other unique pairings that seem a little bit off initially that end up being successful that you've seen in your life? 905-338-1250. It's Holly Taylor, and sometimes things fit together because they might be super opposite. And it just doesn't seem on paper to work, but in reality, it works really well together. I'm thinking of my kids, they go to an acro place, but in the second level, they have a gym, which is amazing because we're not allowed to watch the kids. It's kind of in the middle of nowhere. So what do? Go shopping, spend money, or while the kids are doing their activity, you are working out. It's a fantastic pairing. I love it. Producer Mike, can you think of any unique pairings that seem like they just don't mesh, but they actually work amazingly?
Yeah, once upon a time, I volunteered with a youth group in Oakville here. It was for kids, like teenagers with mental health and addictions.
Okay.
And we set up a garden at the church that we volunteered at. And it was just something for like people to go and work on when they had time, something to keep them busy on the weekends. And it worked out really well. It was a great pairing. Who knew recovery and gardening went so well together?
Yeah. And especially youth.
And teenagers, yeah.
And gardening. Yeah. But what a great way, too, of creating a space for even intergenerational relationships.
Oh, the whole community took advantage of it, yeah.
Oh, that's a really cool idea.
It was a good initiative, yeah.
Yes. Text message here. This is from Tara. She says, knitting and my mental health. I don't know why it works, but knitting calms me down. Yeah, that's, I honestly would get more frustrated, I think, when it comes to knitting. But Tara, that's really cool. I guess that kind of the repetition, the consistency, you're working on a project, so there's like forward motion. I could totally see that. I love that. Thank you. Mike says church and coffee or a cafe becomes a great way of meeting people after the service. Yeah. I mean, you would think maybe that's kind of weird. I remember not being able to bring drinks into the sanctuary. But now, yeah, a lot of churches have little cafes and they have prayer meetings there. And there's a lot to be said about gathering around food, hence fellowship, as I talked about last week, I believe. Or what about in general, just like, I don't know, like coffees or those kind of cafes, going to the store so you can sip your coffee and go grocery shopping or get a smoothie at a gym. I'm sensing a trend here. Food. Oh, anyway, Mike, thank you so much for weighing in on that via text 905-338-1250. I'm Holly Taylor, and let's just pretend this leap day was a day to reclaim time. What would you do? What would you reclaim during that time? I think for me, it would just become another day of rest. I'm just kind of in that season where I could just use a day to do nothing and then not lose momentum in other areas. That's the thing. You take a day off, and as a mom or a parent or a caregiver, you still have the same tasks to do just later on. So if we could just kind of be able to have a day where we could just rest and not worry about that, that would be wonderful. Producer Mike, let's say our boss gave you a day off just to like do whatever.
Yeah.
Didn't count on the books. It was just like to reclaim time.
Hmm.
What are you doing?
I don't know. I feel like maybe I got to take myself into the big city, into Toronto, just explore. I haven't been to, you know, Kensington Market in a long time.
Oh.
I haven't seen Chinatown in a while.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. I just maybe go exploring in Toronto. It's not that far away, and it'd be nice to have a whole day to spend there.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Oh, I love that. Okay, so that just goes to show our age. I'm sleeping and you're going on an adventure.
Well, I don't have much going on the weekends. I can sleep. I don't have kids. I'm not kept busy like that. So, yeah, I have the energy to do something extra on February 29th.
There you go. Hey, you want to be a dance uncle?
What are the responsibilities?
Never mind. It's Holly Taylor, and I got a really great story for you. I just learned that map turtles are a thing, and they are actually endangered here in Ontario. Well, this little island that happens to be right in between Montreal and Laval is a home to these map turtles. And what's fascinating about this little island is that it belonged to Thor Wikström. Now, he emigrated from Sweden to Canada in the 60s and purchased a small island. And the main goal was to preserve and protect it for generations. And so, lots of developers wanting to build high-rises and roads and bridges have just been begging to buy this little piece of property. Because think about that positioning between Montreal and Laval. But nope, it's not about the money for him. He really wants future generations to enjoy some of the very incredible, unique nature elements that this island has, like the map turtles. So how fun is that? Just said no to the money, but giving it to Nature Conservation of Canada. So there we go. Now it is a preserved nature park, and it's pretty big. 4,000 acres, and it's all protected. Forest and farmland. And so people can't buy it. It's just going to be there for future generations to see how Canada was and how Canada is. I'm Holly Taylor, and yeah, we're talking unplugging today, as when the sun goes down, the devices go off. I do find it interesting, though, there are so many different tools that we can use to help create healthier boundaries with technology, which is something I think is important, especially as technology becomes more and more pervasive, but also invasive, as it impacts and infiltrates all areas of our life. So maybe you're already doing this. Maybe you gave up technology in some capacity for Lent. I don't know. Maybe you have meals that are cell phone free in your house. What are you doing to unplug? And is this something you're going to participate in tonight and into tomorrow? I mean, Producer Mike, it's your birthday tomorrow, so you might not want to unplug. You'll miss all the birthday messages.
Well, that's right. I got some fun text messages I'm expecting tomorrow.
At least two, right?
Yeah. Ouch.
I kid.
No, but you know what? Maybe I'll stay off social media tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
That could be a good call.
Yeah.
It's a light unplug, I guess.
Sure.
But let's see what it does for my mental health. I have a feeling it'll have an impact.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, unplugging. I don't know if I can, to be honest.
Your job requires you to be too plugged in.
That's just what it is. You know, it's so funny. I saw a I was scrolling, of course, classic Holly, and there's Women in Radio. It's an Instagram, and they were saying how this is me scrolling late night when I should be sleeping, dubbing it show prep.
That's right.
And I was just like, that's totally me. Ooh, this might be good. Ooh, you know, I think the Joy fam would love this little tidbit. So I've rationalized my scrolling as show prep.
There it is.
I'm just working, guys, with really bad boundaries. So what are some of those things that you do to unplug to create some healthy space away from technology? You can always text in 905-338-1250. My husband's great at this. He just lets his phone go to dead. The battery's zero. And he's like, I just forgot to charge it. Ugh, I don't know how he does it.